So happy Mother's Day. I was reflecting this week on my relationship with my mother. I don't remember growing up or in our household having lectures or in-depth discussions on philosophies or theologies. Most of the lessons, I believe, were really quite subtle. Well, sometimes less subtle than others. But the lessons would take place when talking about families. The lessons were continuous in reflecting on the lives of relatives and friends and what was taking place. We talked about life. And we talked about all the things that you do in long relationships. I was reading this week from one of my favorite authors, and in the summaries was talking about the character of God, the nature of God, the things that God shares with us. And I recognized how those all tie or relate so well as a relationship with my mother. The spirit of my mother was with me always. It was my conscience, you know. It was that spirit that would raise awareness, provoke thought, challenge me to develop my intelligence. And it was intentional. It was at work. It was specific. It was there to teach so that things and all these understandings in life could be put into practice. It was a spirit that accompanied me, inspired me, enlightened me, and empowered me. Also, there is the emphasis on the creativity in life. That creation is ongoing. Once it has begun, it continues in many different forms. Creativity embodies the relationships that we have. Through our experience and discoveries, we are molded and we are shaped and we are changed. It is an ongoing transformation. And as we are recreated, as we are renewed, then we can be creative. And we're encouraged to be creative in new discoveries, in new understandings, and in new ways. There's a story about a young father who was in the living room putting together furniture. And during the process, he asked his daughter, "Go get me a screwdriver." The daughter says, "Well, do you want the dad screwdriver or the mom screwdriver?" So the father was curious, and so said, "Well, bring me the mom's screwdriver." And so the daughter runs off and comes back with a butter knife. And so there is a creativity. There is a creativity in building things, in building life. And also there is the promise of renewal, the starting over again. All around us, wherever we look, we are reminded of renewal. We see the fields planted throughout the year and the birth of each new child. Through the scientific and technological advances in the world, there is a newness to embrace. And remember that promise of renewal when we struggle. That we can be revitalized when we are exhausted. When we are dispirited, when we are in despair, that we return us to wholeness, to restore our well-being. My mother thought very highly of all of her children, all four of us. I won't say who her favorite is. I'm sure she doesn't have one, but there's a story about it when she's on a plane ride and she was sitting next to someone on the plane. And you know how when you're on a plane, it's kind of a captive audience? And so for 2 hours, she talked about me. She even had a little photo album in her purse and brought out and showed all these pictures and so forth. And so, but then finally, after this period of time, she says to the person sitting next to her, "I'm really sorry, I kind of dominated the conversation. I'm sure you have some things you'd like to share." And my mother goes on to ask them, "So what do you think of my son?" But she was concerned for our well-being, but also the well-being of others. And there are truths to live by. To show no partiality, to not discriminate, that no one is profane or unclean, that all people have a place, that we are to be inclusive. To dismantle the isms in life, racism and sexism and classism, ageism, that all people are to be included. And with that, truth demands justice, of fairness, equitableness, and parity. And that we are to advocate equality. We are to enhance human dignity and the well-being of one another. She would also be there to counsel and to serve as a truth teller, to guard against my own self-deception or blindness in things. And was always positive in advice and guidance and direction in making decisions. Was there to be a helper and to console when one is hurt or anxious or grieving or feeling lost. To pick you up. One day, a teacher teaching her second grade students taught about magnets, all the properties of magnets and the things that they do. At the end of the week, there was a little test, you know, reviewing all the things they had gone through during the course of the week. And one of the questions on the test is, what is a six-letter word begins with the letter M and picks things up? Half the class wrote mother. The mother is there to pick up, to pick you up. And to be people of compassion, of undiscriminating mercy. That life is full of suffering. But the compassion that we experience and we share with one another enables us to make this journey through life. Compassion makes clear and sheds light on our relationships with one another. And so as this author wrote about God's Spirit, creativity and renewal, a God of truth, justice, counsel, and compassion, I thought of my mother. And so Jesus, in his prayer, before his arrest, says that, "I have made your name known to them." And making the name of God known is more than just what to call God, but to understand the character of God, the nature of God, what God is like, what God has done, and what God continues to do. "I have given them your name." And by giving his name, we can also then call upon God. To be in relationship with God. To be in unity. Bringing together one another. That through our relationship with God, we can then have a relationship with one another. And how then the Son, how Jesus is a mirror of the Father. How then, in many ways, the child is the mirror of the mother. Amen.